time now for StoryCorps, the oral history project that collects the stories of everyday people. Each Friday, we share one of these stories with you here on Morning Edition, and today we'll hear from Patricia Bates. She sat down with her daughter, Kay Lewis, to talk about meeting Kay's father. It was 1948, and Patricia was on vacation when a boy from a local farm asked her to dance.
He was such a nice guy, but the only thing was he wore his hair in sort of a duck tail, I guess they called it. And I really don't like guys that wear their hair long. But I got over that. There was just something about him that I thought was pretty neat.
He couldn't get you to sit close enough to him. And if you were going to go get some coffee, it's like, you know, you stay here, one of the kids will go get it.
I do recall that feeling of him always wanting me to be with him. And sadly, George died when he was 40. I remember going to the library to see books because I thought, I don't know how to be a widow. It seemed like the end of my life, except I had 7 children, and I had to show them how you accept things like that. I didn't want people to look at us and say, it's so sad about the Foreman family, because I knew that you kids had a lot to offer the world. And you gave my life back to me. You really did. So I was a widow for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Never had intended to marry.
Never even dated?
No. I worked during those years. And a secretary from one of the other buildings came up and said, are you dating? Would you date? And I said, well, I probably would. So she introduced me to Warren. My children, they were getting me ready for this date, doing my eyes and all this. And I thought, oh, what have I signed up for? So I said, okay, at 11 o'clock, if I don't think that I want to be with him the rest of the evening, I'm going to call and have you come get me.
Uh-huh.
11 o'clock, I called and I said, he's a great dancer. Go to bed.
And you guys danced for how many years?
Yeah, quite a few. Warren's death was just this past February, and there are times that I just feel like I need to turn and talk to him. But you have to fight loneliness. You know, you face death twice like that, and I think it tests your beliefs. But it has always been love that carried me through.
That was Patricia Bates with her daughter Kay Lewis at StoryCorps in Dayton, Ohio. Their conversation will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.